We are fortunate here in the Archdiocese of Portland that our parishes provide such great events that help us grow in faith from the very young all the way into the young at heart. Well, one of the events coming up for teens and young adult is bringing out national speaker Jason Everett. He is going to be at St. Alice Catholic Church in Springfield. And Jason is joining us on the morning show to tell us more about it. Good morning, Jason. Welcome back to the Morning Blend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
This is a great event. Now, people who have followed you know that you have a heart for evangelization, but especially when it comes to the theology of the body and just really the ways that teens and young adults are being affected by this world that they are living in. You've got a couple of great talks coming up December 14th, again, at St. Alice Catholic Church. Just for our listeners, remind us, why is it so important to you that you are reaching out to this group of people on subjects that, well, really can be hard to tackle?
Yeah, well, I mean, if we don't know the truth of who God made us to be as male and female, what our sexuality is intended for, life could get pretty confusing and pretty difficult pretty fast. And so it's not about giving the kids this litany of prohibitions and a bunch of rules and guilt trips and scare tactics. I mean, that doesn't really motivate anybody to love. And so the night we kind of split it into two parts. The first kind of looks at sexuality as something we do with our bodies and how to practice chastity, how far is too far, how do you know the person is the right one for you, how do you avoid toxic relationships, what's the difference between love and lust, how to start over if you've made some bad mistakes. And then we pivot after a break and spend some time addressing the subject of gender. So kind of sexuality, not as what we do, but more of who we are. And I think so often when that subject is addressed, all you hear is either just dismissing it or debating it, and that's it. But I think for young people who experience gender dysphoria or families who have children or relatives who do, you quickly realize it's not enough just debate this thing, dismiss it. You've got to understand where these young people are coming from and how to speak to them, not just with clarity, but also with charity. And so how do you do that? How do you blend love at the same time of as truth? And so we kind of take a deep look at these issues with obviously a lot of pastoral sensitivity, but not holding back in terms of the truth of how God is calling us to live and who he made us to be.
Jason, for young people today, they are getting messages from every angle at them. And we have got to bring forward God's voice, who for many of them is so silent when compared to the internet or what they have access to on the phone. How do you go about bringing God's message forward to maybe kids who don't even recognize that God's voice is there for them?
Yeah, I mean, the amount of noise that they're subjected to from the moment they wake up until the moment they fall asleep, I mean, it's constant. You wake up, you're on the phone, get in the car, boom, the earbuds are in. You get to school, yep, yep, yep. You get back in the car where you're working out of the gym. It's just noise, noise, noise. But Mother Teresa once said that, you know, souls of great prayer, souls of great silence, like we need to make room for the quiet in our lives. And so even in the midst of all that noise, though, there's an ache that sometimes we're burying, that sometimes we're distracting ourselves from with just busyness and social media and scrolling, because sometimes when we sit still, we don't know what to do with ourselves. And so for the time that we're with the young people, we're going to invite them to kind of look into their hearts, like, what is it you really want when it comes to life and love? And are you finding it? We'll have a time of Eucharistic adoration where we're going to have time for quiet that's led, not just like, okay, here's 30 minutes, be quiet. It's like, okay, let's take a minute now and reflect on what's stirring in your heart right now and kind of walking them through that. Now let's relate that to Jesus and receive, what is he saying in that? So we're kind of leading them into prayer, because so often we try to go into prayer and it's just so filled with dryness and distraction. We give up after 3 minutes and we just leave frustrated. And so we want to teach them how to hear the voice of God, because God the Father, from my read of the New Testament, only gives mankind one single command in all the pages of the New Testament. And that's, this is my beloved son, listen to him. So the Father really only says one thing in the pages of the New Testament as a command, and it's to listen to his son. And if we can do that, then we can discover the plan that God has for our lives.
Jason Everett is joining us today. He is making a trip out to the Pacific Northwest. He will be here Sunday, December 14th at St. Alice Catholic Church in Springfield. The event begins at 3:30, and then Jason will be offering two of his talks, Purified and Gender and the Theology of Your Body. Well, Jason, there's something interesting that you just said there, and you said that the New Testament offers us one command. But look, I have children myself, and they would say this probably to me, Mom, the church is full of nothing but rules of things that I'm not allowed to do.
Yeah, and Jesus gives us lots of commands in the New Testament. It's just that the Father only tells us to do one thing, and that's just to listen to his Son. And so all the rules and regulations, you know, imagine a playground at the top of a cliff, you know, and there's a fence around the whole thing. Does that fence exist to restrict the freedom of children so they can't be truly who they're supposed to be? It's like, no, it keeps you from plummeting to your death. You know, so it actually enables you to be free. And freedom at the end of the day is not just being able to do whatever heck I want. That's just basic license. Real freedom, John Paul II kind of taught, is measured by your capacity to love. Whatever inhibits your ability to authentically love, it is to that extent that I am not free. And so if I am controlled by my selfishness, my pride, my lust, my addiction, it is to that extent that I am not free. And so often young people, old people, are even living out of their own wounds without realizing it, making a lot of relationship decisions based on fear of aloneness, fear of rejection. Like, this isn't freedom. And so the evil one from the very beginning set out on one basic task, and that's to get us to distrust the heart of the Father. If he can get us to do that and think that God is stingy, God is holding out on us, then we'll believe that I really need to start grasping for myself if I'm going to find fulfillment in this life. But real peace, real joy comes from the realization that God actually loves you. He actually wants what's best for you. And the only reason any of these rules exist is to enable you to flourish as a human being. But if we don't trust the heart of the Father, then we start grasping, you know, and then we realize, well, you know, that didn't work. Maybe I need to try more of this and more of that. And it kind of breeds this endless restlessness in our hearts.
Jason Everett with us this morning. He is coming to the Pacific Northwest December 14th. Tickets are available online. You can go to St. Alice webpage. They've got a link right there on their main page that'll get you to a place where you can purchase tickets. The evening will include a time for prayer, adoration with the Sacrament of Reconciliation also available, and a wonderful meal for the afternoon. Jason, I've loved our conversation so very much. There's more I want to talk to you about the evening. I'm already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break? And we're going to continue in the next half hour.
Absolutely.
And I'm back with Jason Everett. He is the founder of Chastity Project and travels the United States talking to young people about theology of the body, being purified, and finding hope in the Eucharist. Jason will be in the Pacific Northwest on December 14th. He's joining us today to talk a little bit more about this event. Jason, thanks for staying with me today.
Oh, good to be back.
In the event, you're going to be offering two talks. The first one is Purified. Now, what does that mean for people? Because is this just a topic maybe that young people who are just trying to learn and understand themselves and who they are in the eyes of Christ before they've had a chance to, you know, maybe live a whole lot of life? What are you going to be talking about with Purified?
Yeah, the first presentation is going to focus on the virtue of chastity. And I know when a lot of people hear that word, it just sounds kind of cringy. It's like this, they think of this some, you know, frigid, prudish, neurotic attitude toward our human sexuality that kind of views the body in a negative way and the desires we have. That's not really what chastity is. Chastity is a virtue, kind of like courage or honesty, that applies to our sexuality. It doesn't eliminate our sexual desires. It kind of orders them according to the demands of authentic human love. And so this is the virtue that frees us to love, because if I can't say no to my own impulses, then saying yes to them really means nothing. And it also frees you to know if you're authentically being loved, because if a person's unwilling to be with you, if you don't give them that, then it's not really you that they desire, but the pleasure that they can get from you. And so we're going to take an age-appropriate look at the questions of like, well, how far is too far? And when should I start dating? And how do I know if this is the right person for me? Or what if I've made mistakes? You know, how do I start over? How do I break free from unhealthy addictions that I might have acquired or some wounds that I've picked up along the way? And, you know, what's the point of modesty? I mean, we're going to take a look at these things. And it's not just for the teens. It's also for the parents, because the parents are the primary sex educators, not the school, not the government, not even the church. It's the parents. But, you know, how many parents were given by their parents some clear and convincing explanation of chastity? I mean, very few have. So they're not often sure where to begin this conversation. And so we want to kind of break that ice and really lean in with what the beauty of God's plan for human sexuality really is. And so we have it for ages 13 and up.
Oh, excellent. And again, parents, please bring your children, attend these together. So that way, you know what they are listening to. And if they have questions, well, you'll be able to help have that conversation with them. Jason Everett will also be offering a second talk. Now, this is a big one, gender and the theology of your body. Jason, look, we recognize here in the Pacific Northwest that there are a lot of ideas floating around that happen in the schools, that happen online, that we see on TV that has to do with gender. The church has an idea on this, and it is very clear, and it's countercultural, I think. But when you recognize and through your talk understand how freeing it actually is to understand and know the beauty of our bodies through our gender, tell us a little bit about this discussion.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that when people think of the church's teachings on these delicate subjects of gender dysphoria, transgenderism, they typically only hear one or two responses. It's either to debate it or to just dismiss it. Oh, this non-binary, gender fluid, trans woman nonsense, you're either XX or XY, that's all there is to it. But if you're like me and you've got friends who identify as trans, yes, or, you know, relatives in the community, like you care about these individuals and you wrestle with, okay, am I supposed to use the pronoun or are we not supposed to do that? You know, and you're not quite sure what to say. And so the approach that some people do, I believe, is like a misguided mercy. Well, I'll just go along with whatever you want. And because I heard if you don't do that, you're just some transphobic bigot. And other people, it's just like, no, just tell them the truth. And we've got to find a way to present charity at the same time as clarity. And so truth and love delivered at the same time. And so we take a very pastorally sensitive but theologically accurate approach of how do we address these things? We'll also look at the science behind it and even public policy of like, why are places like Amsterdam, Finland, Norway, Sweden, United Kingdom, France changing their public policies when it comes to puberty blockers, that all this research is now in, that this was all from the very beginning based on very low quality evidence. And so these very progressive cultures are shifting now because the evidence is in. Like, this was really harmful to the kids. If you go to places like reddit.com and just type in hashtag dtrans, you'll find communities of more than 50,000 people, wow, who identify as detransitioners screaming from the rooftops saying, look, we had the surgery. We took the hormones. It didn't solve our problems. It created more of them. Get the kids off the blockers. And so I think there's going to be a tsunami of people saying this was a very misguided approach because using the hormonal and surgical method to resolve gender dysphoria, the big problem with that, not only is that it creates new problems, but it prevents and it deprives the young person of an opportunity to wrestle with real deeper problems that may be under the surface, making them think that the body is the problem. And so the body becomes a false target of intervention. And so what we're just trying to get across is that you are not born into the wrong body. You were actually born into the wrong culture because it's telling you that you have to hurt your body in order to be your authentic self. I mean, your body doesn't have to be reconstructed. It's this culture that needs to be reconstructed. And that's why God created you, and he created you good. And so ultimately, it's a message of hope, of love, of compassion, and not condemnation, because God loves these individuals, and he understands them at a level, even when they are a mystery, even unto themselves.
such an important topic, especially for our young people here, and to know and recognize and try to see themselves the way that God sees us, that the answers there in the heart of Jesus is where you will find that love that you were looking for. That is some of what is going to be discussed. Jason Everett on his evening, Sunday, December 14th, begins at 3:30. Well, Jason, we are looking forward to your visit. Tell us a little bit about your webpage at Tassity Project, so people maybe have some more questions about the evening, where they can go to read more and find out some more information about the programs you offer.
Yeah, the website is real easy to remember. It's just chastity.com. That's it. If you wanted to go to chastity.com/gender, you can see all kinds of content on that issue. Maybe if you're a parent and your child is experiencing gender dysphoria, you know, how to approach that subject with love and sensitivity and truth. At chastity.com are also literally hundreds of articles, videos on anything from how do I break free from pornography? How do I start over? How do I talk to my kid about chastity? We've got dozens of books and resources on how to present this message, stuff that you could give to a 13-year-old, stuff that you could give for a married couple getting ready for their wedding, all kinds of different resources, and also how to connect with us on social media, because we try to put out a lot of content digitally to help evangelize that way as well. So just chastity.com. And if you click on events, it'll point out where we're going to be around the country. And you can click and get information on how to come to the event and hopefully how to bring your teens and bring other family members as well. Because our culture, I mean, especially in the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. is giving a very contrary message to this 365 days a year. And so this is an opportunity to hear, you know, not some shame-based, finger-wagging, you know, approach, but no, God's plan for human love, not only because it's true and good, but because it's beautiful.
Oh, we are so looking forward to it. Jason, thank you so much for being with us. Safe travels, and we'll see you on December 14th.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Again, that is Jason Everett. Now, that talk coming up December 14th at St. Alice Catholic Church in Springfield. It begins at 3:30. He will offer the talks Purified and Gender and the Theology of Your Body. The evening including time for prayer, adoration, reconciliation, and of course, time to gather and eat together as well. I'll be sure to add links that'll get you to St. Alice's webpage that has the information on how to get tickets. And I'll add that link to the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and, of course, also on the Hail Mary Media app.